Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, 20 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar lipa Shana ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shleima ben Rachel Devora, Tova Malka bas Masha, Israel ben Kayla, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibada, L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're coming towards the end, crawling towards the end of Perek Arba Achin, and today's daf is going to be a continuation of the theme of Arba Achin. In a lighter context, it's also going to be a continuation of the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So without any introduction, Zok Tehillah Mishnah. Shnayim Shekitshu Shnei Nashim. There were two men that were Mekadesh two women, meaning each man was Mekadesh a woman. U'b'shas K'nisas on the chuppah. And at the time that these two couples entered the chuppah, Hechlifu Eshel Zeh L'Zeh, the Eshel Zeh L'Zeh. So the two women were, the Gemara is going to say, mistakenly switched, meaning Reuven was Mekadesh one woman, Shimon was Mekadesh another woman, and instead of Reuven being Nichnas L'Chuppa with the woman that he was Mekadesh, he was Nichnas L'Chuppa with the woman that Shimon was Mekadesh, and Shimon was Nichnas L'Chuppa with the woman that Reuven was Mekadesh, says the Mishnah. In the event there was a Bia, Harei Elu Chayovim Mishomeshes Esh, each one of these two people that were Mekadesh, meaning Reuven and Shimon, are going to be Chayiv for violating the Isser Eshes Ish. Why? Because both of these women were Eshes Ishes through the prior Kedushin. They were married to somebody else. As a result, these two men violated Eshes Ish. V'mhoyu achim. In the event, Reuven and Shimon were brothers, as they've been throughout the entire Yevamos, then Chayavim Yishom Eshes Ach. They would also be Chayiv for Eshes Ach. V'mhoyu achayos. And if these two wives, the two women, were sisters, Mishum Isha El Achaisa, then these two men will be Chayiv for Achis Isha as well. From Hayu Nidais, and in the event that they were also Nidais at the time, Mishum Nida, they'll be Chayiv Mishum Nida as well. So it's possible that these men will be Chayiv up to four times. The Mishnah continues and says that after these two men realized that the woman that they were nichnas l'chupetu was not their wives, the halach is they need to separate from their wives for 3 months, shema mu'ubarisem, because we're afraid that maybe these women became pregnant from this bia, and as a result, if they're now going to go live with their real husband, what's going to happen is, in the event that this woman gives birth to a child, the mother of the child is going to have a suffix who the real father is. Is the father her real husband? Or maybe the father is this other man with whom she had a bia. So what we need to do is we need to separate the women from their real husbands for 3 months. Like this, in the event that she has a child, we'll know exactly who the father of the child is. This is what's known as hafchana, something that's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf and some of the coming daf. But either way, says the Mishnah that if this happened, meaning once a married woman has a bia with somebody else, even if it happened b'shoyig, it doesn't matter what the circumstances were, it automatically triggers 3 months of hafchana, because we're afraid that maybe that bia caused this woman to have a child, and as a result, you don't want a situation where a woman was with two different men within a period of time, that in the event that she has a child, there would be a suffix who the father of the child is. V'mhoyu ketanish in ruyus lei. He says the Mishnah, what happens if these girls were so young that they weren't able to have children? The machzir noisa miyad. So then there's no purpose in having hafchana, and as a result, they'd be able to go to their real husbands immediately. V'mhoyu kahanois. In the event that these women were all kahanois, meaning they were the daughters of kahanim, then dalach is nifslum in atruma. They are not going to be able to eat any truma. Either way, the Gemara now is going to discuss the entire Mishnah, but first, the first part of the Mishnah, the Arba Achin part of the Mishnah, and that is, there were two men that were Mekadesh women. And then, when it came time to Chuppah, Hechlifu Eshel Zeh L'Zeh Ve'Eshel Zeh L'Zeh. Now, just a little bit of context, something that's going to come up again and again and again throughout Seder Nashen, and that is, once upon a time, Kedushin, the Nesuin, were done very differently than the way it's done today. Today, it's all done in one shot. It's done b'vas achas. Under the Chuppah, there's a Masada Kedushin, there are Edei Kedushin, and the Chosin tells the Kala, Harei At Mikudesh Aslibet HaBaz Zukadas Moshe V'Yisrael. They're also standing underneath a Chuppah, and then there's a Yichud Room, and then there's the Bir Rishayna, and everything dancing together creates the Kedusha of a Nisuin, but it all happens b'mayim mid echad. Once upon a time, it wasn't like that. Once upon a time, it happened in very two distinct phases. First, Kedusha would happen, and then the norm is they would wait Yud Beis Chodesh, they would wait 12 months, and then afterwards, Nisuin would happen. So that a case like this, we have Shnayim Shekitchu, Shtein Noshim, Ubishas Knisosan Lechopa Hechlifu, Eshalzeh Lezeh. Again, it's obviously a Nusuv Leshchicha, as the Gemara is going to already remark and observe. But at the same time, just appreciate the context. But the bottom line is, it sounds like that what happened was, sounds like it almost happened to Mazin. And then, each one of these two men, Reuven and Shimon, were Bayal, who they thought was their wife. So says the Mishnah, Fishor Eshesish. In the event that these two men were brothers, there's also Eshesach. If the two women were sisters, it's also going to be Achizisha. And if they were Nidas, it's also going to be Nida. But the Gemara says, let's just clarify the case a little bit. Hichlifu? They did this b'mezid? Reuven told Shimon that I want to go to chuppah to your wife, and Shimon told Reuven I'm going to go to chuppah to your wife. Seriously, Pirishni asking what we're talking about. Rishon, Mar says v'suam. Besides, Hadatani Reb Chiya said a rekan sheishas rechatoyes. He says if you do the math and you count up all the different chatoyes that are going to have to be brought as a result of this mishnah, it's going to be 16 chatoyes. And the reason it's 16 is because you have Reuven and Shimon. Each one of them violated 4 of the chayvi krisis. As a result, each one has to bring 4 chatois, and then the two women are also obligated to bring chatois. So really, you have 4 parties here. Each one's bringing 4 chatois. 4 times 4, it's easy math. You can end up with 16. Now, Reb Chiya's Braisa, which expounded on the Mishnah, said 16 what? Chatois. Now, Ibn Mezid, if it's talking about what happened b'mezid, mi'ikah carbon, you don't bring a carbon when you do an aver b'mezid, you bring a carbon when you do an aver b'shoigik. So the Gemara is struggling with the word hechlifu. Number one, hechlifu sounds like it was b'mezid, which the Gemara doesn't like, because what? Atu b'reshi, askina, we need a Mishnah to address someone that's Azag Groisner Rasha. And besides, Reb Chiya was talking about chatois. If this happened b'mezid, there would be no chatois. Am Rav Yehuda said, t'ni huchlifu. You're right, change the gears in the Mishnah. And instead of the Mishnah saying hechlifu, change it to huchlifu. And in fact, it really only happened b'shoigig. And that would explain that we're not talking about Rishon. It would also explain why we're bringing chatois. The Gemara says, okay, now it's actually mistaber that this happened b'shoigig and the right gears is huchlifu. Why? Because the Ktani Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah, said, Mayu Ktanois, Sheinon Ru'uyos Leilid. In the event that these girls were ketanois and they were not of age where they can have children, machzir noisim, yeah, then they're allowed to go to their husbands right away, meaning they don't have to separate for 3 months. There's no din havchan. So the Gemara of Ibn Mezid. Now, if it's talking about where this happened, Ibn Mezid, Misharia, these women are not allowed to go to their husbands anyways. Why? Because an eshish, that's mezana b'ratzayin, becomes aser labayla. She's what we know as a soita vaday, and the law is she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. Kshem shasur labal, kachasur labayo, but for sure she's not allowed to live with her husband. So why are we saying that, oh, she's a ketana, she's allowed to go back to her husband right away? You're right, there's no issue of avchana, but she can't go back to her husband anyways, because she was mezana b'ratzon. Oh, elamai must be, it happened b'shoigig, but the Gemara says, oh, kasha. That's not a kasha. Why? Because pitu ketana, oinisneno. Because a ketana, even when she does an avera, b'mezid, she's deemed to have done it b'oynes. And therefore, being that pitoi ketana oynes, so it's for that reason, ta'ines the Gemara, even if the right gears in the Mishnah is hechlifu, and really if the case of the Mishnah is where it happened b'mezid, still the ketana would be allowed to go back to her husband, because we would view it as an eshes ish that was mezane b'oynes, who's muteris labailo. It's an oynes b'yisrael mishvashari, because an oynes is muter to her husband. But the Gemara says, anyways, it's Muchach from the Mishnah that it happened b'shoigig. Why? Because Elo Diktani, because what the end of the Mishnah say? Mafrisha noisa shloisha chadashim, we separate them for 3 months. Shema me'ubaroi saying, because maybe these women were pregnant. So again, for Havchana, if she's a G'dayla, we do separate her for 3 months. Says the Gemara, halav mu'baroi shayin. Meaning, once we can determine that they're not mu'baroi, once the 3 months pass, we allow these women to go back to their husbands. Now, if it happened b'mezid mishari, it wouldn't be mutter, and this is already a G'dayla, right? The Ketana is allowed to go back miyad. The G'dayla waits 3 months, but after 3 months, the is allowed to go back to her husband. She's an eishes ish that was mezana b'ratzayin. Elav shmamina. So what do you see from here? Huchlifu must be the right gears in the Mishnah, not a chlifu. The right gears in the Mishnah is huchlifu shmamina. That must be the way it is. So again, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where you have these two men that were mekadesh nashim. Ubeshas knisasam l'chuppah. So the two women were switched. It's possible that each man will be chayiv up to 4 times. For sure eishes ish. If they're brothers, Eshes Ach. If the women are sisters, Ach Eishisha. And if the woman were Nida, then you would have Nida as well. says the Gemara, even though the Lashon of the Mishnah was Hechlifu, which sounds like this happened b'mezid, and we're talking about how many Isurim b'mezid these two men were over, but the proper Girsa is really Huchlifu, so that we're talking about people that did this Avera b'shoigig. And this would explain, amongst other things, Rabbi Chiya's Braisa that said that if you do the math, Harekan Sheshes Rechatois, because both Reuven and Shimon and their respective wives are each going to be chayev four chatois from doing this Avera b'shoigig. Zok de Gemara. Here's the Einisser Chalalisser component of today's daf. So the Gemara says, Uman Haitanu, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? The Islay, who clearly holds in the world of Einisser Chalalisser, number one, Isser Koilu. Number two, v'isser moisif, and number three, v'isser bevas achas. In other words, the Gemara is saying that at first glance, I don't understand this Mishnah. This whole case should be dead on arrival. How could you have a situation where a person's going to be chayim mishum eshes ish, mishum eshes ach, mishum achoy sisho, hu mishum nida? Chronologically, one or two of these isurim must have happened first, and once one isser happens, at that point, ein isser chalalisser. We just learned the sugyo of ein isser chalalisser. So l'chura, how could it happen? So the Gemara does the math. The Gemara says, I'll tell you how it could happen. If you hold of Isser Koilo, if you hold of Isser Moisif, and you hold of Isser Bevasachas, then the case makes sense. Okay, how does it make sense? So let's go through it. When the two men got married to their respective wives, assuming they were brothers, because that's the assumption in the Mishnah when we discuss the four Isurim, so each woman became usher to the other man, Mitzad Eishas Ish, obviously, she just got married, Umishum Eishas Ach, because each one of these women married their husband's brother, right? So the point is that you have Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach. Now, those two Isurim are both going to be Chal. Why? Because they happen with Vasachas. When Reuven is Mekadesh, his wife, so Reuven's wife becomes Asa to Shimon, Mishum Eishas Ish, Mishum Eishas Ach. When Shimon is Mekadesh, his wife, Shimon's wife becomes Asa to Reuven, Mishum Eishas Ish, Mishum Eishas Ach. So being that the two Yisur Machal Bevasachas, so as long as you hold that Bevasachas is his Chalalissa, that would explain Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach. Okay. Now, in the event that these two wives were also sisters, so now you'll also be Chai Mishum Achis Isha. Now you're going to tell me, how could it be Chal Achis Isha? L'chayra, this should be a problem of Einisser Chal Alisser. The teretz is, when Reuven, for example, married Shimon's wife's sister, right? We're assuming the two marriages didn't happen at the same second. So when Reuven went and he married Shimon's wife's sister, so at that point, he became Osir, not just to Shimon's wife, but really to all of his wife's sisters. And being that he's now becoming usher to many Achis Ishas, so be'isser koilo, it's going to be chal isser on Shimon's wife, even though she was already usher, mitzad eshes ish, umishum eshes ach. Now that Shimon's wife became a nida, so the isser nida can also be chal. You know why? Because isser nida is isser moisef. What's isser nida moisef? It's moisef isser on this woman's own husband. So now that Shimon's wife became a nida, so Shimon's wife becomes also even al baila. That's already an isser moisef. So the Gemara says, you want to know how it's possible that you could be chayev for all four of these isurim, eshes ish, eshes ach, achus ish, and nida? It's very simple. What happened was Reuben and Shimon were brothers. Shimon went and got married. And when Shimon got married, Shimon's wife became an Eishas Ish and an Eishas Ach to Reuven Bevas Achas. And Be'is Bevas Achas is his Chalal Isser. Then Reuven went and Reuven married Shimon's wife's sister. Being that Reuven became Osir to all of his wife's sisters. Not Shimon's wife, so Be'is Koilu Litzchal Isser on that Achris Ish. Then Shimon's wife became a Nida. When she became a Nida, she became Osir al Bailo. So it was Chal Isser Nida in her. So Isser Moisef says, oh, now that it's Chal Isser Nida, Klapi Bailo, so it's going to be Chal the whole world as well. And that's the have. So really, how does the Mishnah make sense? How is it possible that all these Isurim can be applicable? If you hold that Be'isser, Chalal Isser, number one, you have the exemption of Isser Koil, you have Isser Moisef, and you have Isser Ba'asachas. But the Gemara's question is, who's the Tana that holds of all three of these things? Now, yesterday's daf, we saw Shitas Rabbi Yossi, we saw Shitas Rabbi Shimon, but without going back into yesterday's daf, we've never found one Tana that Klora Royce said that Enes a Chalal Isser. However, I give you a Sekoilo, I'll give you a Moisef, and I'll give you Isser Vas Achas. The Tan of our Mishnah is clearly of that opinion, and the Gemara wants to know who is that Tan. Oh, Rav Yehuda, my Rav, Rav said in the name of Rav, Rav Meir. Not shocking. It's not Mishnah. It's not Mishnah. It's always Rav Meir, until proven otherwise. And Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, I'll find you a Mefurish Rav Meir, where Rav Meir said this very same thing. The Tan of the Bar said, Yesh Oich L'Achila Achas. It's possible for a person to eat one Achila, meaning a person's going to take one bite out of something. V'chayev Ale Arba Chatois, he'll be chayev four Chatois V'Asham Echad. That was a very expensive bite. But one bite, and because of what he ate, one kizayis. He became four chatois and one ashem. What's the case? Tame. This person was tame. He was someone that was physically tame. Sha'achal chaylev. He ate chaylev. That's a part of an animal that you're never allowed to eat. For who noisar? It was also noisar. Min ha'mukdashim. It was hektish. Obviously, if it's noisar, it was hektish. B'yoyim ha'kipurim. And he ate it on Yom Kippur. If he would do that, he would be chayev for what he did, four chatois. He would also be chayev one ashem. So what are the four chatois? Number one, he ate chaylev. Any person that eats chaylev is chayev chatos. He was tameh and he ate kachin. A tameh that eats kachin, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, has to bring a carbon chatos. The kachin was noisar. Anyone that eats noisar is chayev chatos. And he ate it on Yom Kippur. You eat on Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayev chatos. Why is he chayev in ashem? The reason he's chayev in ashem is because he was also moil behektesh. And if you're moil behektesh, b'shoigig, you have to bring an ashem me'ilos. So you're going to be chayev four chatois, and you're going to be chayev one ashem. Rameyo says, moise Shabbos, in the event that it was Shabbos, v'yitzioi b'fiv, and he was carrying the food in his mouth while he was eating it. So he wasn't just eating it, but he started eating it in a rishos hayochid, and he walked to a rishos harabim, or he's dalet amas b'rishos harabim. So the halacha is, in that case, chayev, he's also going to be chayev a fifth. He'll be chayev a chatas for violating Shabbos. Amru Loisa, they told Rav Meir, Einam in Hashem. No, that doesn't count. Because in that case, it's true the person's going to be chayev chatas, but he's chayev chatas why? For eating the wrong thing? No, for carrying. We're talking about someone that's chayev four chatas and one Hashem for isuri achilo. If the person was punk carrying, what if he was punk wearing shatnez? I don't know, that's not our point. The point is for the achilo, that's what we're dining. And Einam in Hashem, in your case, where you're only going to be chayev mishumaitza, that's not going to count. Now, incidentally, just before we unwrap this, so Rav Meir says if it was Shabbos and he was carrying, he'll be chayev mishumaitza. What do you mean if it was Shabbos? It was Yom Kippur, right? We said one of the four chatois that this person had to bring was for Yom Kippur, because he ate on Yom Kippur. No, so if he ate on Yom Kippur, he carried on Yom Kippur. So Rashi asks the kasha. In fact, Rashi says the Gemara increases daf yudalad amid aleph. That's where all these sugis of chatois and hashamais are. Asks the kasha, and the Gemara says we're going according to the manda amar and shas that holds ein erev v'hoitzal liyom hakipurim. There's a manda amar that holds there's no issa to carry Yom Kippur. So according to the manda amar that holds there's no issa to carry Yom Kippur, so mitzad Yom Kippur you wouldn't be chayev, but you will be chayev carrying mishum Shabbos. Says the Gemara. This Rameir that says that it's possible to be chayiv, not four chatois and Hashem Echad, five chatois and Hashem Echad, he's the one that holds. That although ain is a chalal issa, but it's a koilal, it's a moisif, and it's a vasachas, in all these cases, this is going to be chalal issa. Okay, so what does this have to do with that? Now, why this would be an ain is a chalal issa? That's obvious, right? When going after a person for doing a bunch of aveirois with one maisa achila. What do you mean? How could all of these isurim bin chal, I ain't is a chal al iser, must be that the way this is working is we're relying on certain exceptions to the rule. So let's work it through. The way Rashi explains it. The first iser that came about with this animal was the fact that there's an iser chal, right? Every single animal in the world, you're not allowed to eat the fats of the animal. The chalavim of the animal is asav achila. If someone eats the chal of a deraisa, he's chayv karas. If he does a v'shoigig, yes, we need karmen chatas. That's why the classic chatas is known as the chatas chalav, right? That was like the classic chatas that Chazal would talk about. But either way, the halach is that if somebody would eat chalav b'shoigig, he would be chayv chatas. So this person who ate chalav is chayv chatas. That's the first iser that was chal. Apparently, at some point, this person was makdish the animal. Now, as soon as he was makdish the animal, there was an iser mi'ilah that suddenly came about. Now, the iser mi'ilah is chal on the iser chelev. And the reason is because mi'ilah is iser moisef. Chelev is asa b'achilu, but it's mutar b'hana. Mi'ilah is, by definition, iser hana. So it's not only iser achilu, it's also iser hana. So now this chefetz just became more aser. Till now, you couldn't eat it. Now, you can't even benefit from it. That's an easy iser moisef. As a result, it's called iser mi'ilah. Then this hektish became noiser. When it became noiser, there was more iser moisef. You know why? Because hektish, you're not allowed to benefit from, but the mizbeach can benefit from. Noisar, You can't even put on the mizbech. We're talking about chelov. Chelov is the part of the animal that goes on the mizbech. Once that part of the animal becomes noiser, peish desroif, you have to burn it, not let it put on the mizbech. So it was chal more iser in the chefza, iser klapi mizbech, that's right to iser moisef, it's iser moisef, it's going to be chal. Then the person became tameh. When he became tameh, the iser tumah was chal. You know why? Iser koilo. There's no more iser klapi, this chefetz, that's chal, on chelov of kachim, that's noiser. But when a person becomes tameh, he doesn't only become asr to this kachim, he becomes asr to all kachim. Once you're asr to all kachim, migu that you're asr on that, you could be asr on this. That's your classic iser koilo. When it became Yom Kippur, iser Yom Kippur was chal as well. You know why? Yom Kippur is also iser koilo. Because on Yom Kippur, this tameh can't only not eat kachim, can't eat anything. Everything in your kitchen is off limits because Yom Kippur, you have to fast. So as a result, all food becomes asr, iser koilo, this food's going to be asr as well. And Remeir, who said that if it was Shabbos and you were eating the food while you were carrying, you'd be chay mishum aitzah, he obviously also holds a vis of asachas. You know why? Because if you're going to be chay for eating on Yom Kippur and you're going to be chay for aitzah on Shabbos, obviously there's isa vasachas because the isa Yom Kippur and the isa Shabbos must have been chal b'vasachas because the Gemara assumes there's no isa moisef, there's no isa koil, although I'm b'rishayna because really Shabbos is more chamad than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, if someone violates Yom Kippur, he's only chayv karas. If somebody violates Shabbos, he's chayv skilo. But the bottom line is the Gemara assumes there's no moisef and there's no koil for Shabbos to Yom Kippur, and the only reason Shabbos would be chal together with Yom Kippur is because they were both chal b'vasachas. So you see isa vasachas as well. So zok the Gemara. You want to know who's the tan of our mission? Who holds of Issa Koil, Issa Moisef, and Issa Vas Achas? It's Remeir of this Braisa, who said you'd be Chay of 5. Now, the Chachamim in the Braisa said you'd be Chay of 4 and 1 Ash, 1 Karban Asham. According to the Chachamim, you see Issa Moisef and Issa Koil, but you don't see Issa Vas Achas. In Remeir, that said you also Chay Mishum Shabbos, so you see Issa Moisef from the Issa Mila and Noiser, you see Issa Koil from the Issa Tum and Yom Kippur, you see Issa Vas Achas from the Issa Shabbos. So Zokti Gemar, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? It's none other than Remeir, which is Ma'od Matim, because it's a Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah is always Remeir. Zokti Gemar. For Remeir, Alibo Deman. So going back to Remeir in our Mishnah. So we've just put a name to the face in the Mishnah. It's Remeir. He holds, although ain't Issachal Alisser, but Issachal Alisser, Moisev, and Issachal Asachas, you're always going to say Issachal Alisser. Okay, so in our Mishnah, it's possible that a person would have to bring 4 chatois. Faith the Gemara, how's it possible that you would have to bring 4 chatois? Now, the background is that in our Mishnah, when these two men went and they made this mistake, Huchlefu Eshel Zeh Lezeh, Eshel Zeh Lezeh, the Biyah was a Biyah's mitzvah. In fact, this was the bia of chuppah, right? Bia is a form of chuppah, and this was the chuppah. This is the way they were doing nesuin. Nesuin is a mitzvah, and it's mashma that if a person doesn't avera b'shoigik, she's doinei karis, thinking in his mind that he's doing a mitzvah, he still would have to bring a karma chatas. And the truth is, we know from sugi zashas, that's not so pasha, and that's what the Gemara is about to discuss. Who's Ramei going to? Is he going to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua shita is amat tabet var mitzvah pater. If a person doesn't have veir b'shoigik shazayin karis, but he did it thinking he was doing a mitzvah, he's pater. So in our Mishnah, there should be 0 chatas. Why? Because he was a tabet var mitzvah. He thought he was doing the suit. El libid Rabbi Eliezer. Must be he was going to Rabbi Eliezer. Who's Rabbi Yeshua? Is Bal Plukta. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that tabet var mitzvah is I have to bring a karma chatas. Now, why did the Gemara not love this? Because Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti and Rabbi Eliezer is Mibei Shammai. So this whole Rameir is Alibid Rabbi Eliezer. It's a little nakishmak, but the Gemara says that presumably, and a chanami, Rameir meant this Alibid Rabbi Eliezer because Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, this is a moot conversation. Yeah, anyway, he's not going to bring a karma chatas because he's a tabid var mitzvah. But the Gemara says, Iba Yaseimu, you don't have to say that. Maybe Rameir meant even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Kikam Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say tabid var mitzvah pater? That if someone doesn't have a Rabbi Shoigig and it was a tabid var mitzvah, he's going to be pater from a chatas. Hanimili, that's Gabi Tinoikis. That's regarding Tinoikis. The case of Tinoikis was a Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Milo, where there were two Tinoikis. One had a Mila Bismani on Shabbos, and the other one did not have a Mila Bismani on Shabbos. And the Moyel made a mistake, and he ended up doing the Mila Shalay Bismani on Shabbos, which is a very, very bad thing, which is something for which you would have to bring a carbon chatos. And it's Mavur Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Eliezer, whether he brings a chatos or not. Rabbi Yeshua says no, because he was a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. His mind, he was doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't care about Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, that even though it's true, Rabbi Yeshua holds Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah is pata from bringing a carbon chatos, but how Mili, that's only Gabi Tinoikis. A case like the Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Milo. The case of the Tinoikis. Dizmanoi Baho. The zman of the mitzvah is what threw him off. He had to do a mitzvah today. Mila b'zmano is reason makdim el mitzvahs. Right, that's the way you're supposed to do bris mila. So because today is the day to do the mitzvah, it's the zman of the mitzvah. So it's for that reason he got thrown off. So there we say, tobit var mitzvahs pot avol hai, but in our mishnah, even the in zman ei boloi. It's not zman gerama. He didn't have to do the mitzvah right now. He didn't have to do the chuppah today. And because he didn't have to do the chuppah right now, so although he's a tov b'dvar mitzvah in the technical sense, but he's ein zman ibahul, the Gemara says as far, maybe Rabbi Shua, in that case, doesn't hold of tov b'dvar mitzvah. But the Gemara says, is that true? Vare truma, the ein zman ibahul. I'll give you a case where somebody violated the issa truma. Someone who was not supposed to eat truma ate truma b'shoikik. And it was a case where it was not zman ibahul. Vika potar, and still Rabbi Shua holds, you consider the tov b'dvar mitzvah. So you see, there's no svar of zman ibahul. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody was eating truma, a kayin, it's a lot of truma. The noida, and suddenly he was notified, he gets a memo, he says, you should know that, we just got back the results from your yichas brief, and you are unfortunately, regretfully, a ben gerusha or a ben chalutza, which means you're not allowed to eat truma anymore. So he's in the middle of eating truma, and he just found out that he's a ben gerusha ben chalutza. So it turns out he was someone that was not allowed to eat truma, who just violated the isra achilas truma, albeit b'shoigik. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev kerem v'chaynish. Rabbi Eliezer says we treat you like a regular shoigik. Someone who's truma b'shoigik, he has to make the koyhanim whole keren. Plus we throw on some taxes. He has to add a chaymish. So that's what you need to do. Rabbi Shua paita. Rabbi Shua says no, because you're a ta b'dvar mitzvah. So what do you see from here? You see ta b'dvar mitzvah even when you're ein zman ibahol. He wasn't zman ibahol. This is not a moyel who has to do bris mila today. This is a yid who's mekayim a mitzvah of achilas truma. But he's ein zman ibahol. So you see, Rabbi Shua holds ta b'dvar mitzvah pata even when it's ein zman ibahol. So the Gemara says itmar Allah. No. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye already explained. He said, "Hacha betruma," and here's a little nyan of the yom. But erev apesach haskinon. It's talking about where it's true. This person who was noida that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza was eating truma erev pesach. This mana ball. He was mana ball because he had to eat it quickly. He had to eat it before the seif's manachilo. He didn't want to have to burn the truma because burning truma is a very bidiyavid zach. So he actually was mana ball. And it's for that reason you have tabit var mitzvah. So the Gemara says that as relates to Ramei and our Mishnah that says you're going to be chayiv chatos, aren't you a tabit var mitzvah? Two terutzim. Iba yaseimo, Ramei meant it alibid Rabbi Eliezer holds tabit var mitzvah chayiv. Iba yaseimo, he meant it even alibid Rabbi Shua. The only time Rabbi Shua says tabit var mitzvah's potter is if you're zmana ball. But if you a tabit var mitzvah, but it was not zman ibahol, in that case it's going to be okay. Zokta Gemara, going back to the original question, the question that we asked on the top of the Amud, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Now, what's so shocking about our Mishnah that we feel that we need to figure out who the Tan of the Mishnah is, right? You go through Mishnah after Mishnah after Mishnah in Shas, and the Gemara doesn't say, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? So there's something about this Mishnah that's newsworthy that we'd like to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is, because it's a huge Chiddush. Verak is up to Chiddush. We have to be Omer David B'Shem Omer right here. What was the chiddush of the Mishnah? That a person can be chaimish from eishesish, eishesach, achaisish, and nida. And the reason it's a chiddush is because the chura ain't a sechal aleser. Now, the way to make it work is if you work with this, and koilul, it's a moisif, and it's a vasachas. So the Gemara wanted to know who's the Tana that holds of all these things. And the Gemara found the Tana. We said it's Ram Meir. Zok, the Gemara, Iba Yaseim, I can tell you a whole nother mahalach in the Mishnah. Meaning, it's not muchach that the Tana of our Mishnah holds of all these exceptions. Lav Dafka, he holds of koilul, moisif, and vasachas. Maybe the whole Mishnah is Issa vasachas. All the Mishnah is relying on is one thing. Issa vasachas, valibid Reb Shimon. And if that's the case, it could even mean Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, who in yesterday's daf and in the day before his daf, Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel in Masechtas Yevamos, is a big machmer when it comes to Inus Achal Aleser. He doesn't hold of that many exceptions. He's the one that holds that if someone's Baal Yevimtoi, that's an Achis Isha, you're either going to be Chai for Achis Isha or you're going to be Chai for Eishasach, but you're not going to be Chai for both. Because he holds Inus Achal Aleser in a very raw sense. So, at the same time, it was mavur from the previous sugyas that Reb Shimon's moida bev issev vasachas. So even though he doesn't hold of koil and moisef, but when it comes to issev vasachas, the Reb Shimon is moida. So Zok Tigmar, could be that our mishnah is even going to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold koil and moisef. He holds of issev vasachas, and I can make this whole mishnah work with one issev vasachas. So the Gemara says, I don't understand how you're going to do this. Bishmoy makulu mishkachas la. I understand that you can make all of them work, and not all of them. Three out of the four. I understand you can make eishes ish, eishes ach, and achis ish work. You know how? The shavinu shliach. We had this case in yesterday's daf. The shavu inhi shliach, who paga shliach b'shliach. The case is where Reuven and Shimon, they're brothers in this case, they're marrying sisters, right? That's how you have Eshes Ach and Achos Ish in addition to Eshes Ish. Each one makes a shliach. So the two brothers make a shliach lohilacha, go be mekadesh, these two women, and these two women make a shliach lekabbalah, go accept the kedushin. The two shluchim meet each other, hareyat mikudesh asliv etabazu, on behalf of these two men, these two women, and then bevas achas, all the marriages are consummated. Okay, if that's the case, the Eshes Ish, the Eshes Ach, and the Achis Ish all happened at the same second. These women became Eshes Ishes at the same second, Eshes Achs at the same second, and Achis Ishes at the same second. So it all happened at the same second. So you have Bevas Achas. So the Gemara says, three out of the four I can make work Bevas Achas. Elo Nida is Hechem Ishkachasla. But what about Nida? Nida all happened at the same second as well. Amar Rav, yes. In the world of Akimtas and Mesechtas, Yevamis, this is definitely something we can make work. The case was, B'Sheifais, Mitoich Yud Gimel Achar, Shloisha Aser, L'Chiyuvi Inu. It's talking about where these two women were Nidais at the time that the two men became Bar Mitzvah. And they were also Nidais at the time that they became Bas Mitzvah. What happened was, these two brothers weren't just brothers. They were twin brothers. These two sisters weren't just sisters. They were twin sisters. They both became Bar Mitzvah on the same day, and they both became Bas Mitzvah on the same day. Now, the marriages took place on the day that the two men became Bar Mitzvah, and the two women became Bas Mitzvah. So the men were 13 literally, by Bayayim, and the women were 12, by Bayayim. So at the same exact time that the marriage took place, the Issa Nida went into effect. There was no Issa Nida before the marriage. You'll say, what do you mean? As soon as the woman became a Nida, so the Issa Nida was already Chal on the men. Yeah, but they weren't Bar Mitzvah yet. And because they weren't Bar Mitzvah yet, so there was no Issa Nida. The same, when did the Issa Nida go into effect? Bar Mitzvah. Person becomes Bar Mitzvah. Now all of a sudden he's chayiv in Taryag Mitzvahs. The same exact time that he became Bar Mitzvah, he also got married. And when he got married, his brother got married. And it was Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, Achos Ish. And now needless, everything happened at the same second. So really, Zok the Gemara, it's not Muchach, the Tana Mishas Rameir, who holds of Koil, Moisev, Vasachas. Maybe the Tana Mishas, even simply Reb Shimon. And if it's Reb Shimon, all he needs to hold is Issev Vasachas. Very simple Arba Achin arithmetic, a nice way to come towards the end of the parak, where we have a case where not just brothers are marrying sisters, but twins and mamish under bar mitzvah and the bar mitzvah with the ma'arv and simcha b'simcha here. But the bottom line is, it's possible to make it work. And Zokta Gemishna, that is the Oikimta, and we should turn our attention really from here for the next little stretch away from some of the real sugyas of Arba Achin. I mean, we have another Amid and Amid left of Arba Achim. Then we're going to go into Perek HaChoylitz, which is a classic, one of the more Gishmak HaProkim in Shas Ki Yadua. Then we'll have Perek Rabbi Gamliel, which will very much return to our regular program. Then Abba Yevimtoi, which is another super Gishmak HaParek, and digression. But for now, we return to the Mishnah. So again, what did the Mishnah say? Mishnah was talking about with these two men, Huchlefu Eshel Zelazev Eshel Zelazev. So we addressed all the different chatoyos that they have to bring. And then the Mishnah said, as it relates to each one of these women being able to go live now with their real husband, so the first thing they need to do is they have to separate for 3 months. And the reason they have to separate for 3 months is Shemim Ubaresem, because we're afraid that maybe each one of these women became pregnant. And if they became pregnant, so if they're going to go live now with this other man, they may assume that the child came from the real husband, maybe it came from the not real husband. It's going to be a confusion, which is a very big problem, because we're not going to know who this child's father is. And in Hilchas Yichus, that's a terrible, terrible thing. And Mitzad, the laws of Yichus, Havchana, we force them to separate for 3 months. So, I don't understand. Why is it necessary for them to separate? What happened? The Maisa Shaya Kachaya was where these two men ended up doing Nisuin, which in this Mishnah was Bia, with the wrong wife. So there was one Bia with the wrong woman. Don't we have a cloud freight to Gemara? Vein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna. We know the rule. A woman doesn't become pregnant from one Bia. So if she does become pregnant from one Bia, so what are we worried about? She anyways didn't become pregnant because Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna. Now the Rishayna speak out that the Gemara's question seems to presuppose that these women were Besulois. Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna means her first Bia. So if they were besula, so this bia, Rishayna was their first bia. If, however, these women had been married before, so it's not a bia Rishayna, so what would be the issue? Regardless, azoy freik the Gemara. Vayein isha mesaberes v'bia Rishayna, amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba Ravua. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Ravua, they have to add an oikimta. The oikimta was shabalu v'shanu. That there wasn't just one bia, there were two bias. Freik the Gemara, v'alaha, the tani Rav Chia. We saw Rav Chia's price in the beginning of the daf. Harei kante zayin chatois. There were 16 chatois, right? Because two men, two women, each one force, you end up with 16. L'chura, freik the Gemara, talsim v'tarit and havin. It shouldn't be 16, it should be 32. Because each bia would render its own chata. So it's 16 times two. I hear. According to Rabbi Eliezer that says that if someone is over Yisurei Biyah with an erva, he's chayef for every koyach of the Biyah. To Bahavian, then there's going to be many chatois. Ella, what do you have to say? The koyach rishon kachashiv. The Mishnah means the koyach rishon. Hachanav biyah rishon kachashiv. So to hear the Mishnah means the biyah rishon. And by the way, the reason the Gemara is asking from Rabbi Eliezer is because we said earlier in the Yomid, it was it sad that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, how do you understand the Mishnah? Ez doch the Shita that holds al kol koyach v'koyach. So without an oikimta of balu v'shanu, there was sicha more than one koyach. Bal karchach, you have to say we mean the first koyach. So no, you can make an oikimta. You can say balu v'shanu, and we mean this for each bia. There's going to be 16 chatois. Amalei Rav, the Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. So we just said a new rule: ein isha misaberes the bia rishayna. Faith the Gemara v'tamar the bia rishayna yabra tamar became pregnant from Yehuda. And L'chura, it happened from the Bir Rishayna. So if it happened from the Bir Rishayna, what happened to the rule of Ein Isha Misaberes for Bir Rishayna? Now the truth is, at first glance, and the Gemara is going to discuss this, but even before we see the Gemara inside, Tamar and Yehuda was a Bir Rishayna. We know Tamar was married to Er, who was Yehuda's son. So she was married already. So it wasn't a Bir Rishayna. Yeah, it was the Bir Rishayna with Yehuda. But Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna means her first Bia. Meaning, if she was a Psula, which has Bia, so then Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna. But she wasn't a Psula. She had been a Ba'ula already. The Teretz is, as the Gemara is going to say, Rashi speaks it out right away, so we'll also speak it out right away, that when Er was together with Tamar, he was never boiled Kedarka. It was always Bila Shalai Kedarka. And because it was always Bila Shalai Kedarka, it comes out Tamar and Yehuda was Tamar's Bir Rishayna. She was a Basula and she became pregnant. L'chura had a Shtim, Freit the Gemara, with this rule of Ein Isha Misabez would be a Rishayna. Amalei, the Gemara said, who asked this question? Rava asked the question to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Rava, Tamar Be'etzba Macha, that Tamar, before the Bia, she had by herself, Be'etzba, with her finger, got rid of her Basulim. So it comes out she wasn't a Basula. And it's true, she wasn't not a besula because of a bia. She was not a besula because of something that she had done to herself. Zokti Gemara, Rav Yitzchak said, Kol mayachay shal beis Rebbe, tamar shman. All the women in Rebbe's family that used to do this, that they would be meisher their besulim with their etzba, they used to name them tamar. V'lama nikren shman tamar, why would they call tamar? Al shem tamar shemachab etzba, because this is something that tamar did. Freit Gemara, what we just spoke at earlier. Why are we even assuming that Tamar, when she was with Yehuda, was a Bir Rishayna? Hence the question. If Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishayna, what about Tamar? L'chayr Tamar had already been with Er and Oinon. So the Gemara says, Er v'Oinon shimshu shalai kedarkan. Er v'Oinon were mishamish, but they were mishamish bia shalai kedarkan. As a result, it never affected her besulim. Make the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kash. Kol asim v'abach chidesh. This halacha. That a woman, after she has a baby, so for the next 24 months, dosh mi bifnim v'zoira mi bachot. So the halacha is, the man is allowed to be ba'al ishtoi, but at the same time, v'zoira mi bachot. He shouldn't be moitzi zera bifnim. He should be moitzi zera mi bachot. The reason is because it's considered dangerous for a woman that's pregnant, for a woman that's nursing to have a child. And as a result, for 24 months, it was considered a sakana. So the halach is dosh mi bifnim, aber v'zoira be moitzi zera mi bachot. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer hell. Tremendous chiddush. But that was Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Amalei, so they told Rabbi Eliezer, how can you say this, Rabbi Eliezer? You're saying you should be Zoyra Mibachutz. Halolu Einayes El Einayelik Kamaisa Erva Einon. This is mamash what Erva Einon did. And we know the Torah talks very negatively about Erva Einon. Abavasfek the Gemara. So you see that Erva Einon would dash me bifnim. So if Erva Einon would dash me bifnim, so Luchar, that was Mesha the Basulim. So it comes up Tama with Yehuda was not a Basul anymore. Meaning, even if he was Zoyra Mibachutz, but that wouldn't affect the Basulim. What affects the psulim is the dashmi bifnim. So at the end of the day, if they were dashmi bifnim, so she's not a psul. So vasrei the Gemara. So the Gemara says you have to say when they told Rabbi Eliezer that to be dashmi bifnim, v'zayim bibachutz, it's a ma'isa erva oinon. They didn't mean literally Maisa Erva Oinon. What they meant was Kemaisa Erva Oinon, Abba Veloy Kemaisa Erva Oinon. Kemaisa Erva Oinon, it was like Maisa Erva Oinon, Vichsnevahoyim Ba El Eshes Achir Vishiches Arzo. Meaning, because they were Mashchez Zera Levatolo. So this is going to be Kemaisa Erva Oinon. You're being Zoyra Mibachotz. Say, Torah Beliez, how could you do something like that? Abba Veloy Kemaisa Erva Oinon. It's a Mamish Maisa Erva Oinon. Tilu Hasam Shaloy Kedarka. Because Erva Oinon was Legamre Shaloy Kedarka. Vahacha Kedarka. Rabbi Eliezer never said it's mutter for a Menekes to do Mamish Abir Shaloy Kedarka. What he said was, it's mutter to be dashmi b'fnim, just to be zayra mi b'chutz. But regardless, the Gemara assumes that erva oinon was 100% a biyah shalai kedarka, and therefore the Gemara has the kasha. There's a rule that ain't ishim sabes would be a rishayna. How do you understand Tamar? Faith the Gemara nacha kasha. Bishleima oinon, bishleima oinon dechsev bei. I know that oinon was boil shalai kedarka because it says v'shichez aretzon. The pasuk says that it clearly ela er mi nolan. How do you know from er? Where does the Torah say anywhere about er that it was boil shalai kedarka? I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Tichsev. It's learned out from the pasuk that says v'yera be'ini Hashem asher asa, referring to Oinon, and it says afterwards v'yomes gam oisoi, that he also died. So if it says that he also died, so you see clearly that he must have done the same thing. Afhu ba'oisam misam meis, he died for the same reason. Zokti gemar bishleim oinon again bishleim. I understand why he was Bayosh Lekedarka. Mishum Loilo Ye Hazara. The pasuk says that Oinon didn't want to marry Tamar. The reason he wanted to marry Tamar is because he understood that if he's going to marry Tamar, any child that's going to be born is going to be really Al Shem Achiv Ames. It was Yibum, and he didn't want to do Yibum. So that's why he didn't do it. The pasuk says, Loi lo ye azara. It's not going to be his child. Ela er my time of Adachi. Why did Er do that? Meaning Er, he was the first brother that married Tamar. So why did he do Biyah Shalai Kedarka? Again, Oinon, the pasuk says why he did Biyah Shalai Kedarka. He didn't want to be Boil Kedarka because he knew it wasn't going to be his child. He didn't want to have a child. Aber Er, why did he do it? So the Gemara says, Kedesh Shalai Tesabar V'yachish Yafa, because he didn't want Tamar to get pregnant. He thought it would affect her physical appearance. And it's for that reason he did it Shalai Kedarka. A little more Gemara. The pasuk says, in today's Kriya, Parshas Metzayir, the Ishna Asher Yishkat Ish Oisra Shichva Zera, the Rachatu B'Mayim V'Tamu Ad Ha'arev. So an Ish and an Isha, in the event that the Shichva Zera, this is a Bias Heter, Afilu Bein Ish V'Ishtoi, the Halach is they become Tameh, right? This is the Tumah of Balkeri, Tfilas Ezra, the Chulu. Says the Gemara, it says, the Isha Asher Yishkat Ish Oisra. Oisa is prat lekala. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a kala, meaning a kala who does a bir rishayna, she doesn't become tomei tumas keri. V'chachamim oimrim, no, it's not coming to be mayit a kala. It's prat le shaloi kedarka. It's coming to be mayit a shaloi kedarka. Amalei hoin bereid Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. So hoin the son of Rav Nachman asked Rav Nachman. He said, lemi kusav Rabbi Yehuda ha'tayru chasa tachshit a kala. Why would the Torah say that a kala after the bir rishayna doesn't have to need tefillah? Is it because the Torah had rachmanis on her? Right here she put on all this makeup, and now all of a sudden she's going to have to go to the mikvah, so she's going to lose all her. Tachshitim. Is that the reason? Because Atoyro Chasa Al Tachshit Ekalo. I'm already saying no. The Fisha Ein Ishim Sabes would be a Rishayin. No, the reason is because the only reason there's Tumas Keri is because it can lead to a child. Ein Ishim Sabes may be a Rishayin. So being that you couldn't become pregnant from this be anyways, so therefore there's no Tumi. Zok the Gemara B'mayi Kumifliki. What's the Machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim Marki. Rabbi Yehuda said Oisus Prat Lekalo. The Chachamim said Prat Lechaloi Kedarka. So the Gemara says Rabbanan Savri. The Rabbanan holds Shich Vazera. When it says in the pasuk Vishas Yishka Vishoyis Shich Vazera Prat Laharok Prat for Tchilas Bia. If all there was is a Tchilas Bia, there's no Tumah. Oysa is Prat L'Shaloi Kedarka. Rabbi Yehuda Sava L'Shaloi Kedarka V'Aromi Shich Vazera Nafka. He give him a marit Shaloi Kedarka also from the word Shich Vazera. So if that's the case, we have Oysa extra and Oysa is Prat L'Kalo. That's coming to teach me that a Kalo is excluded. Incidentally, the Gemara said, Omale Hoin, Bereid Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Hoin, the son of Rav Nachman. Right, you don't see that every day. Hoin, the son of Rav Nachman, I looked up the Toldest Tanam Vamiram. He says there's two places in Shas that Rav Nachman's son Hoin is mentioned. Yevamis Lamedalin, and interestingly, Yevamis Tav Kuf Yud Bei Zaman Alf. But I just thought, what did Hoin say? Right, we have Hoin's memory twice in Shas. He said, HaToyro, Lemach HaSover Rav Yehuda, HaToyro Chasa Al Tachshit Ekala. Right, Hoin means money. It means geld. What's he talking about? HaToyra Chasa Al Tachshit Ekala. So maybe this is in line with this idea that you find different Amirah mentioned in Shas one time, and their memra is related to their name, or their name is related to their memra. We've spoken about this, Marat Tzchias, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Nemes Liakiv, the Inkam Mekoyma, of different examples of this, where you find different Amirah who said a statement, and it seems like they were known for the statement. So maybe Hoin Bereder of Nachman is known as Hoin because of what he said, HaToyra Chasa Al Tachshit. Incidentally, Rav Nachman also had a son, Huna Breder of Nachman. So maybe Hoin Breder of Nachman is the same as Huna Breder of Nachman.
Kvesnish. Zok the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav. When Rav and Kevim married, so back to Babel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheshoasa Achabai Le'esa Shana Venises. If a woman, she lost her husband, and 10 years, she was living by herself, and then she gets married again, after 10 years not being with a man, Shuv Eino Yoledes. She biologically will not be able to have a child again. So if she waited 10 years, she can't have a child. Amar Rav Nachman said, Lo Yishan Ve'elo Shein Daita Linosis. You have to read the fine print. That's only true if she never had any das to get married. Avol Daita Linosis. But if she had das to get married, Misaberes, then she will be pregnant. Meaning if she was Masiach Das from this inyan, legamre, so then something happens to her. But if she was a Masiach Das, it's not going to be true. Amalei Rava, the Bas Rav Chizda, Rava told Bas Rav Chizda, Kamaranini Rabbanon HaBasrech. He's told her, this was his daughter, this was his wife. He says, you know, the Rabbanon are saying things about you. Why? Rav Chizda's daughter was Rava's wife. But before she married Rava, she was married to another very famous Amayir and Chas, Rami Bar Chama. And she had waited 10 years in between the marriage to Rami Bar Chama and the marriage to Rav. Then she marries Rav and she had children. So Rav told his wife, he says, you know, the Rabbanan are saying things about you. They're spreading rumors about you. Because we know the rule. The rule is that at some point, if you go 10 years, you shouldn't have a child. So did something happen? Like, they started wondering. She told him, he says, nah, because I was thinking about you the whole time. And it was because of that I'm still having children. And this is, of course, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, Dafyud Beis, Ve'en Kama Kami. Hayida Asi L'Kami to Rabbi Yosef. There was a woman that came to Rabbi Yosef. She said, Rabbi Anosha, Hisi Acha Baili Esa Shonim, V'yoladati. She says, you know, I know the rabbis, they say, 10 years you can't have a child. She says, I'm living proof. My husband died. I was an almana for 10 years. I got married afterwards, and I had a child. Amalei told him, "Biti, al toitzi laz al divrei chachamim. Don't talk this way. Don't be mitzi laz in the chachamim." Amalei, she said, "You're right. L'nachri nevalti. I was nivela to a nachri during this time. So as a result, she wasn't masiach das, and because she wasn't masiach das, so it's for that reason her mitzias was not in any way, shape, or form a contradiction to anything that the rabbanon said." Exhale. So today's daf was a loaded daf. There's so many things that we could sit and talk about. I mean, we could talk about Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna. Tosfos Kash and Yivam Mistafchaf Amar Aleph. Tosfos says, I thought the whole mitzvah's Yibum is Lahakim Shem Laachiv. And the whole mitzvah's Yibum is Bebir Rishayna. So if Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna, how does it make sense that the mitzvah of Yibum, which is to have children, would be a Bia where Ein Isha Misaberes Bebir Rishayna? Again, there's so much here in the sugya of Einis Achal Elisser, but there's something that's negaya today's daf very, very much, twice, as we'll see, but also negaya a lot of the sugyas that we're going to be learning, and I think it's kedai to talk about that. And that is, the Gemara said on daf lamed gimel amid beis, quote, it's four words, pitui ketana oines ninu, an eishnes ish, that's mezana beratzin, is chayv misa. An eishes ish that's mezana beratzin becomes asa labayla. If she's mezana ba'oynis, unless her husband is a koyein, she's muta labayla. Certainly, no one gets punished ever for doing something ba'oynis. Stating that, the Gemara says that if a ketana, a girl that's not bas mitzvah yet, who's married, Midai Raisa, her father was Makabal Kedushin on her behalf. If she now, as an Eishes Ish, would be Mezana Be'ratzoin, it would be considered as if she was really Mezana Be'oinis. It's what's known in Shas as Pitoi Ketana Oinesu. Pitoi usually means that you were talked into it, you were persuaded into it, and as a result, it happened Be'ratzoin. But when it comes to a Ketana, the rule is Halacha Revacha B'Yisrael, Pitoi Ketana Oinis. The Makar to Pitoi Ketana Oinis is the Gemara we just learned. Yivam Estaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and it's mentioned in another place in Shas, the Kamon Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. So it's two Gemaras in Masechtas Yivamis. It's Yivamis Daf Lamed Gimel, it's Yivamis Daf Samech Aleph. This is the rule, Pitu Ketana Oynes. So an Eishas Ish, that's a Ketana, that's Mezana Beratzen, the Halach is, it's as if she was Mezana Be'oynes, she's not going to become Aser Al-Bailo. Klar Vidatag. Stating that, the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, says the following, Habal Aktana, if someone was born a ketana who was married to a gadol, meaning she's married midai raisa, she's an eishes ish, and someone was now born this ketana im kitcho avio, in the event that she was married midai raisa because her father was mekabel the kedushin, hareza bechenek, this person is a regular boy eishes ish, he's going to be chayev chenek, v'hi pturim iklo, she's going to be potter. Why? Because she's a ketana. However, finesra al baila, but she's going to be usher to her husband, k'moshe bi'arnu behilchasaita, like we've already explained in Hilchasaita. So the Rambam says that a ketana that's married midairaisa, that's mizana b'rotzoin, the halacha is that even though she doesn't get punished, because she's a ketana, she's not bas mitzvah, she's not a bas oinshin, but at the same time, nesra al baila, she's going to be usher to her husband. Why? Because she's an eishes ish, that was mizana b'rotzoin. Zok deraivid omer avram, lo yodati loma nesra al baila. I don't understand why this woman is usher al baila. Sharei amru pitu ketana oinisu. Because we know it's a gemara in Yevamah Slamet Gimel, gemara in Yevamah Samech Aleph, pitu ketana oinis. So l'chayref pitu ketana oinis. Why is this woman that is going to be usher al baila? So it's a very long Magid Mishnah, where the Magid Mishnah mutches and he struggles to try to find epis of a card to this Rambam. The Rambam at the end of the day seemed to go keneged mefurish gemaras. And how could the Rambam do that? So the Magid Mishnah has an etzah, based on a sugi mesechtes ksubas daftes, the very famous ksubas daftes, based on a toisves kasha in ksubas daftes. We're not going to go into this Magid Mishnah now, but the Magid Mishnah says that at the end of the day, I don't understand that how it would be possible that because of a toisves kasha somewhere in ksubas daftes, the Rambam would have the ability to go ahead and be doichas sugyas mifurashos and shas. And at the end of the day, the Magid Mishnah concludes and says, "Umi'ata tzrichin anu raya gemura ledivrei Rabbeinu." We need to find the source for Rabbeinu, for the Rambam. Ubi kashtia, I've looked v'loy mitzosia, but I have been unsuccessful. Yogati v'loy mitzosi, says the Magid Mishnah. I tried very hard to be miyashiv this Rambam. I have no etzah. This is a Rambam that is literally, blatantly, in contradiction to one of the Groisa Halachis in Shas. The Gemara says in two places, but again, it underpins so much of what the Poskim talked about and Divrei HaRishonim, and that is Pitui Ketana Oines, that if a Ketana is Mezana B'Rotzin, it's really as if she was Mezana B'Oines. L'may Nafgemina, the Halach is, although an Ishes Ish, that's Mezana B'Rotzin, if she's married to a non-Kayan, she's always also Labailo, but if she does it Ba'oines, then she's Mutta Labailo. When it comes to a Ishes Ish, that's a ketana, even if she did it berotzen, she's still muta labayla. Why? Because we look at it as if it happened ba'oynis based on the rule of pita ketana oynis. The Rambam says clearly, haba la ketana ishes agadol im kitchno havio hareza bechenek he pturim miklub aber v'netzra abayla. If she's also abayla, that means we view it as if it really happened amazing. And if we view it as if it really happened amazing, v'chayra, how does it stem with the rule of Peter Ketan Oynes? It's derived, it's kasha. And like the Magid Mishnah very dramatically says, Yogati v'loy matzasi. Says, I tried finding a makar, and Lamais at the end of the day, I've been unsuccessful. I can't find a makar. Stating that, the Shoyal in a Chuvis Rab Kiva Eger, this is in Shoyal's Chuvis Rab Kiva Eger, Tinyana, Simin Kuf Lamadal, and the Shoyal in a Chuvis Chsam Soifer. The Chuvis Chsam Soifer is in Evin Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Ayim Beis. And the Mishkenes Yaakov, one of the great Gedolim of that same generation, in his last tshuva in Evin Ezer, Simen Mem Zayin, they all were mechaven to the same teretz and the same possible makar to this very, very shver Shitas HaRambam. And it's from a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. So the context over there is, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Nun Dalad Amid Aleph, if somebody's born a behema, so someone was over Gili Arayas with the behema. So the halacha is, the person obviously is chayv misa for what he did. But not just that, the behema was also put to death. The behema was given skila. And the Mishnah asks a question. Im adam chata behema machata. The person, I understand, he did an avera. But what's the behema shuldig? The behema did an avera. Why are you killing the behema? So the Mishnah says two reasons. Number one, the fisha bala adam takal al yada. Because at the end of the day, the behema didn't do an avera per se. But the behema caused the person to do an avera. So on some level, the behema aided and abetted an avera, and it's for that reason we're going to kill the behema. Lefichach amar akasav tisakol. Dover ach, another reason. The reason we kill the behema is because if we're not going to kill the behema, there's going to be groisib zioinus to the family of this person that was killed because of the gili arayis that was done this behema. Because this behema is going to be averis b'shuk, and people are going to point at the behema. Oh, you see that behema? That's the behema that this person did an avera with. This person was killed. So says the Mishnah, number one, the behema caused takola. And number two, the behema will cause klein. There's a stumbling that took place because this behema caused an avera to take place. And not just that,
this bizyonis that came about, or that will come about through this behemo. So it's for these two reasons, zok the Mishnah, the halacha is, we killed the behemo. So the Gemara, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, says, bo mi nemi Rav Sheshes. The Talmidim of Rav Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes a question. They want to know, the Mishnah gave two reasons why we killed the behemo. Number one, lefi Shabbat ha-kol al yadoi. And number two, shloitehei behemo yveres peshuk, there's going to be klein that's going to come about through this behemo being alive. The two reasons that the Mishnah gave, is it because we need both reasons? Or is it one or the other? Meaning, what would be if you have a situation where there's going to be either klein or takal? Would you kill the behemoth or would you not kill the behemoth? If the two reasons that the Mishnah gave are because you need both reasons in order to kill the behemoth, so if you have either one of the two reasons, you're not going to kill the behemoth. But if, la'olam, you don't need both reasons, it's one or the other, so as long as you're able to satisfy one of these boxes, you can check off either takala came about through this behemoth or cloyne may come about through this behemoth, that would be enough for us to go now and for us to kill this behemoth. So the Gemara brings a whole bunch of tashmas to try to be pushed at the Shiloh. There's one tashma that we need. Zok the Gemara, nun hei yom adeiz and mesach the Sanhedrin, tashma, bas shol lishon of yom echad. If you have a girl, she's 3 years old, miskadesh es bebiya. So we know the halacha is that a ketana becomes a bas biya once she turns 3 years old. So if she had a biya, the biya is a halachic biya. So number one, Isha Niknes Bekesef Shtar Ubiya, someone's Mekadesh Ketana, she's 3 years old, and someone was Mekadesh Ubiya, they're going to be married. In the event that a Yavama that's 3 years old falls the Yibam, and the Yavam's Mekayim Yavama Yavah Olel, the halach is it's going to be Chal the Yibam. The Chayavin Olel, Mishum Esh Azish. If you have a Ketana that's going to be 3 years old and she got married, she's considered Mekudesh, and if someone's Baal Olel, he's going to be Chayim Mishum Esh Azish. Umetam is Baal Olel, Tam and Mishkav Tachtav Ke'elyoin. You have different Tumas that come about through Bias. Nisnis Lakoyin, if she would marry a Koyin, Echel's Betruma, she'd be allowed to eat Truma. Baal Olel Echam and Apsulim, Pasul and Akahuna. If she would have a bia with someone that is a apostle, she would now become apostle for the rest of her life to a kayan. If an erva would be baalel, mumsen al yada, the erva would be chayiv misa. Now, v'hiptura, she's only 3 years old. She's a ktana. So because she's a ktana, nothing's going to happen to her. Zok the Mishnah, here's the punchline. Echad mikol arayis. This is true for all arayis. V'afilu behemo. Even a behemo. So if a ktana that's 3 years old would be mezana with a behemo, we would kill the behemo. Zok the Gemara. V'hocha, in a case where a behema was nivala to a ketana, klein ikka, if you don't kill the behema, there'll be bizyonis for this girl's family. Because people, again, they're going to point to the animal and say, this is the animal that caused all these problems. Oh, but takola leka. You can't say that a takola ever came about through this animal. Why? Because who did the avera? A ketana. A ketana is not a bas avera. So because she's not a bas avera, it's not a bas mitzvah, so she's not a bas avera. So there's no takola that happened. Viktani and afal pikein, what did the braisa say? Mumsen al yada. We kill the animal. So zok the Gemara, tashma, you want to know, do you need both reasons in order for us to give the behemoth skila? Or if you have one of these two reasons, that would be enough to give the behemoth skila. Zok the Gemara, tashma, have a klararaya. Because you see, you killed the behemoth even if the nivalo was a ketana. Now by a ketana, there's no takola because she's not bas mitzvah yet. All you have is klein and afal pikein. You see, clearly you killed the behemoth. So you see, as long as you have cloying, that's enough. No, so the same would be true. As long as you had takala, that would be enough. Zok the Gemara, l'chur, that's a klara tashma. And for the Gemara, one line. And this line is a very, very important line in the world of raid. It comes up a lot in the achroinim and in the tshuvas. Very, very critical line in Shas. Tucked away in Sanhedrin on Hayamid Beis. And for the Gemara, no, it's a tois. You're telling me there's no takala if a ketana bas kimel shana v'yayim echad is nivala to a behema? Nisht emes. There was a takala. This 3-year-old girl did an aveira. Why? Kivan de mezidehi. Being that what she did bemezid. So takala namiyika. Really, there was a takala. Aye, if you're telling me she did something bemezid and there was a takala, so why isn't she get punished? Why is she not chayiv? Why is a girl that's not bas mitzvah not punished for that aveira that she did? Zok the Gemara v'rachmano hu dechasala. It's because the Torah had rachmanis on her. And Allah didah chas, Torah had rachmanis on her, a behema loy chas. On the behema we have no rachmanis. So at the end of the day, the behema isn't just going to be a cause of klein, but also cause the takala, because at the end of the day, she did it b'meizah, and because she did it b'meizah, it comes out be'etzim, she should even be chayiv misa. Nor bas rachmano hu dechasala. Being that it's only rachmano hu dechasala, it is considered a takala. You have no raya from here that if you have klein and no takala, takala no klein, you're not going to kill the behemoth. This is the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. So the Shoyul sent a letter to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and a Shoyl sent a similar letter to the Chassam Sofer, and it's Mefurish and Shailos Achuvas Mishkin Es Yaakov in Eben Ezra, Sin and Mem Zayin. They all said, Ki Ishecha Belev Echot, that maybe this Gemara was the Makkah to the Rambam. Because the emes is, if you think of this Gemara, it's a Plia Atzuma. The Gemara says that if a Ketana Baskimel Shon of Yom Echot, up until that Pas Mitzvah, would be Mezana with a Behema, it would be considered that the Behema caused this Ketana to do an Avera. Ad Kidei Kach, that Be'etzim she should be Chayav Misa for what she did. Because she did it willingly and knowingly. Kivin the Mezidahi. Narvas Rachmanu the Chasala. So the Gedoyli Achroinim asked that I understand. L'chayrif, there's a rule pitui ketana oynis that any time a ketana was nespata to do an avera. We don't look at it as if it happened b'rotzin. We look at it as if it happened b'oynis. Then l'chayrif, pitui ketana oynis, she was an oynis. If she was an oynis, vazok to gemara, kivin de mezidihi. And vazok to gemara, there was a takala. It happened b'oynis, there was no takala. And what's the gemara saying? The only reason she's not killed is because Rachmanu the chasala. What do you mean? Oynis Rachmanu patre. Everyone knows that. It's mavu in the Gemara that if a ketana does arayos b'meiz, it's a heis b'meiz. I had as a shtim with the halacha of pita ketana oynis. So the Gedoyli Achreinu with Barosh and the Mishkan as Yaakov said that Yesh Loim and the Rambam held that this Gemara in Sanhedrin and Heyam and Beis was a stira to the sugyas in Mesachtes Yevamos that say pita ketana oynis. And now the Rambam had to make a quick decision. The Rambam, when he was writing his Mishnah Torah, Yad Chazaka, he said, so pita ketana oynis or pita ketana is a meset? Chab tzvei sugyas in Shas, chab a sugyas in Sanhedrin and Heyam at Beis, and chab sugyas in Yevamos that pita ketana oynis. So now the Rambam already had to pick sides, and the Rambam, me ezatam, was machrir like the sugyas in Sanhedrin. And he paskin that no, if a ketana does a meisa beer, it is considered a meset. If a zoivai medaf onkum etz rachmanu hu de chasalo. And that's why the Rambam did not pass in the halacha pita ketana oynis, and in Hilchas Yisurabiyah, and in Hilchas Leita, the Rambam said that a ketana, HSHS, Mazana, Berotzen, is going to be awesome about I, pita ketana, and the Rambam knew the Gemara. The Rambam says, you don't know the Gemara? Of course I know the Gemara. Abichab nacha Gemara, chab a Gemara, Sanhedrin, nun heyam et beis. And it was because of that Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, daf nun heyam et beis, that the Rambam paskind the way he paskind. This is the first ha'ara. As it relates to our sugya, pita ketana oynis, as it relates to today's daf, and as it relates to the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin daf nun heyam ed beis. But now may inyan le inyan ba'oise inyan. The Mishkan es Yaakov in that tshuva, in Evin Ezer Simen Mem Zayin, after he says this hesber in the Rambam, he says, he asks Akasha that he blibes tzorach iyun, and then he says afterwards, V'yesh bazeh mokum iyun gadol. I guess that's the way of saying tzorich iyun gadol. So the Mishkan es Yaakov asked a kasha that he thought was tzorich iyun gadol. Break the Mishkan es Yaakov. He says, it sounds like from this Gemara, in Masechta Sanhedrin daf nun heyam et beis, that if a ketana, or a katan by the way, which is the same exact thing, kimavur in the Gemara over there, in Sanhedrin nun heyam et beis, does an avera, but etzim the avera is an avera. And if somebody would be machshol a katan to do an avera, that michshol would be a legitimate michshol. The behema that caused the ketana to be nivala was considered to be a takola that came out of the behema. That's why the behema gets skila. And so much so, we should really punish the katan and the ketana for doing averas. Narvas rachmanu de chasala. The Torah had rachmanas. But it sounds like that a katan and a ketana really are mechuyiv on mitzvahs. What do you mean? Everyone knows that when you become bar mitzvah is when you become bar mitzvah. Now the teretz is, that's when you become obligated and achroi for the mitzvahs that you did. But because up until that point, rachmanu hu techasala. But you want to know when the chiyuv mitzvah comes about? It certainly sounds like the chiyuv mitzvah comes about when? It comes about, I don't know, at some early stage in life. But it's not bar mitzvah. How do I know that? Zok to Mishkan Nesiakiv, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that a ketana, were not for the fact that the Torah had Rachmanis on her, would have been Chayit Misas Bezdin for Aznus B'mezid, so much so that the Mishkan Nesiakiv felt this was the Rambam's Makar to the Halacha, that you don't say Pitu Ketana Oynis. So if that's the case, right to Mishkan Nesiakiv, I have a Kasha from two Gemaras, both in Mesachtis Yevamos. One is Yevamos Lamed Gimel, the other one is Yevamos Lamed Dalet. Coincidentally, the Gemaras that we learned literally today and yesterday, respectively. That is, the Gemara had a discussion in the sugya of Ein Nesachal Alisa. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Achas. Kofat Rabchiyah V'Nishba. Kofat Bar Kapora V'Nishba. But the Gemara had a whole shmooze about Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. Are you going to chayiv one? Are you going to chayiv two? And the Gemara didn't understand. How can you be chayiv Shtayim?
At the end of the day, ein is a chalal iser. So l'chura, how could a zar that does the avodah on Shabbos be chayif twice? L'chura, what happened to the problem of ein is a chalal iser? So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel had an etza. The Gemara says it could be the reason it's not an issue is because these two isurim were chal bevas achas. And bevas achas is a chalal iser. How would they have been chal bevas achas? The Gemara says it's talking about where he brought shtei sairos on Shabbos. And because he brought Shtei Cyrus on Shabbos, so it's for that reason, the two Yisurim happened at the same time, and because the two Yisurim happened at the same time, so that's why, Zokta Gemara, it's not going to be a problem with Einisa Chal Alisar, because the two Yisurim were really Chal Bavas Achas. Zokta Mishkinas Yaakov, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a Zar is not obligated in the Issa to do avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, before he turns bar mitzvah, before he brings two Cyrus. It sounds like there's no iser for a child to violate Shabbos until you become bar mitzvah. Which, by the way, 10 minutes ago, anyone would have said, of course. I mean, what's the shayla? What, if you're not bar mitzvah, you're not chayiv in mitzvahs. Abizokta mishkinas Yaakov, kfi amavur in the sugya mesachta Sanhedrin, that ba'etzim when a kan or a cotton doesn't have air b'mezid, takola nami ispa, there's really a takola, narvaz v'rachmanu hu dechasala. So why does the Gemara say that? When you bring shtei Cyrus, that's when you become chayiv in mitzvahs. It sounds like even before you bring shtei Cyrus, you're going to be chayiv in mitzvahs. Zokta mishkinas Yaakov nachakasha, from the next staff, mamish, the next day in daf yoimi, daf lamed al, the Gemara was discussing where two people were mekadosh and isha v'huchlefu nasha same shalzeh so chayich can be chayiv for chatois, and the Gemara was trying to figure out how he can be chayiv for chatois. What happened to Einis Achal Alisar? So the Gemara said iba yaseimu, maybe the time of the Mishnah's Reb Shimon who holds Issa Vasachas, and it's talking about where everything happened Vasachas, how it happened Vasachas. So the Gemara says they were brothers marrying sisters, they made a shliach loy locha, the women made a shliach like Kabbalah, and it just so happens they got married on their bar mitzvah, their bas mitzvah, and they were nidus at the time that this chasana took place. So everything happened vasachas. Now, what was the point of being nidus on the day that they became bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah? Because that's when the issa nida goes into effect. So, to Mishkanas Yaakov, it sounds like there's no issa nida before you become bar mitzvah, before you become bas mitzvah. Well, hey, what do you mean? There should be an issa nida. If there's an issa to be baal a behema, why should there be no issa to be baal a nida? So, l'churi, you have an issa. So of course, Rachmanu dechasala, no one's going to get punished. But in the world of Issa Chalal Isser, when you're trying to determine, you're trying to figure out when exactly the Issa is going to be Chal, l'chayra, it's mavur in the Gemara Sanhedrin on Ham Lebeis that the Issa is Chal earlier. So the Mishkanas Yaakov said that this whole Gemara is a head scratcher. I possibly don't understand this Gemara. Mitamol, we have this one line, this blitz in Sanhedrin on Ham Lebeis, where it's mavur that even a katan and a ketana, they're pschayiv and mitzvahs when the ketanim. By the way, it's ketanim. Mention this. The Ramah, in the end of Hilchas Shabbos, it's in Siman Shin Mem Gimel. The Ramah has one line. The Ramah says, V'katan shehika aviv, a katan that hit his father, or did another aveh b'katnusa, when he was a katan. Even though he doesn't have to do tshuva when he gets older, Mikol Makom stating that, He should do tshuva. Even though he did that there before he became a baronchen. And the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon and Bir Agrav both say, what's the makar to this Ramah? Sanhedrin on Hayamid Beis. Because it's Mavur and Sanhedrin on Hayamid Beis that even when a katan and a katan are doing Avera, at the end of the day, as long as it's being done by Mezid, it's considered a takala. Rachmanu hu dechasal. So if that's the case, how do you reconcile this one line here in Sanhedrin on Ahmed Beis with what everybody knows that you don't really become chayv and mitzvahs until you become bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah? And so the Mishkanas Yaakov, if you want often the gemaras that say you don't become chayv and mitzvahs until you're 12 or 13, take a look at Perek Arba Achin in the Ein Issa Chal Alissa Sugis, not the Maimer Sugis, the Ein Issa Chal Alissa Sugis. It's mefurish over there because the gemara says Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos Issa Vas Achas if you became bar mitzvah on Shabbos. And then in the case with Shoifa's Nida, it was when you would turn, they were turning 13, they were turning 12. So you see, there's no chiyuv, there's no iser that's chal until you become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Had it shdim with the Gemara Sanhedrin on Hamid Beis. It's the Mishkanas Yaakov, Kasha, and he blives Tzarech Ian Gadol. Really, this one line in Sanhedrin, like, how do you reconcile with everything that we know about how you become from Katan to Gadol, what bar mitzvah is all about, and Shtei Cyrus, the churet of Pliatzum. Oh, but there's a teretz nifla to this kasha, and this teretz is in the Arsa Meach from a goy in a god or a meh simcha. It's in Perikimel Halacha Beis in the Rambam. This is the Rambam where he doesn't paskin the halacha of Pitu Ktana Oynis. And over here, Ramei Simcha brings the kasha from the Mishkan. He quotes the Mishkan as Yaakov. He says, Ulam Ra'isi B'sefer Mishkan as Yaakov Shehirgish. And he brings this kasha that we just mentioned. Mishkan as Yaakov's kasha. What's pshat in this Gemara? Sanhedrin on Heim Ebeis. Says, Ramei Simcha Adav Nifla. He says, you have to say, that even though the Gemara said in Sanhedrin, that a Ktana that would be Nivala to a Behem, it would be considered a Maisa's Nus. So much so that really she should be chayev for what she did. No, Rachmanu hu dechasala. That Gemara was talking specifically about the subject matter in that brisa, which is Gilui Arayos. And in Gilui Arayos, it's true. But when it comes to Shar Mitzvahs, like Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos, or even Iser Nida in Mesachtes Yevamis, over there it's not going to be true. So Rav Simcha, why should this mitzvah be different than any other mitzvah? So he says, Pshat, behektim a tshuvah chsam soifer. So this is one paragraph where Rav Simcha quotes tshuvah from the Mishkan as Yaakov, and then at the end he quotes a tshuvah chsam soifer. Now this chsam soifer is a classic. It's a chsam soifer that we've talked about, not recently, but over the years, many, many times. It's in Yerudea, Simin, Shin Yud Zayin, and Chelik Beis, where the chsam soifer says a dover nifla that Mechas Chinuch quotes many times is something that's quoted very often by the Achroinim. And that is, he asks a kash in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about the Bnei Noach, and he discusses the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so the Rambam says as follows, in Perek Yod Halacha Beis Hilchas Malachim, Ula Oilam Ein Oinshin Mehen, Loi Katan, V'loi Cheresh, V'loi Shaita, L'vishe Einon Bnei Mitzvahs. The Rambam says that if a Ben Noach Katan would violate one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he wouldn't be chayav for what he did. Why? Freg, the Chsam Sofer, he says that I don't understand. So then he brings that he heard that the Kasha was asked him for the first time from a Goyen Echon, and he was referring to Rabbi Huda Asad. So Rabbi Huda Asad was the one that asked the Chsam Sofer this Kasha. So he asked him a pel. He says, the Rambam himself, in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, and Ilchas Malachim, so he says that even though Bnei Noach have certain mitzvahs and certain Isurim, but they don't have shiurim. All the shiurim that were halacha l'moshe misinai were liyisrael nemra v'loy l'bnei noach. As I said, the Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked the Chsam Sofer. He says, I understand. The Rambam says that a katan ben noach that doesn't have aveira is pata. The Rambam also says that ktanim that bnei noach don't have any shiurim. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that the Rosh famously says in a tshuva that the fact that a person becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 and a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she turns 12, it's from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked the Chsam Sofer, so he says, how do you stem these two Rambams? If the Rambam says there's no shiurim by Bnei Noach, and bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah is from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai, so how could the Rambam say that if a Bnei Noach katan would do an aveira, it'd be potter? L'chura, what's katan gadol bar mitzvah bas mitzvah? Bar mitzvah bas mitzvah is from the shiurim. Shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. And the Rambam says that all the shiurim of halacha l'moshe misinai were never said to Bnei Noach. So if that's the case, how could the Rambam say that a Bnei Noach katan that doesn't have eira is going to be pot? This is the kash Rida Asad asked the Chsam Sofer. And the Chsam Sofer said the teretz is pasha. He says, avada, the shiur yud gimel and yud beis for a zohar and a kever, respectively, is from the shurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. Abuzak t'chsam soifer, what would have been had there been no halacha l'moshe misinai of Yud Gimel and Yud Beis? You think there'd be no halacha of katan and gadol? You think, what, every person from the day he's born, all of a sudden would be chayiv and mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. Of course there'd be a concept of katan and gadol. He said, what would it depend on? He said, it would probably depend on the katan. If a katan is tzrar v'zarkai, egoiz v'naitlai, hapu'utai, right? There's different shiurim that you find even in Gemara on a derabbanan level. So of course you would have to look at the katan, he would have to go through some exam, and we would determine whether he's old enough to be chayiv in mitzvahs or he's not old enough to be chayiv in mitzvahs. The chiddush of the halacha l'moshe misinai was not that there's an idea, there's an institution of a katan and a gadol. The chiddush of the halacha l'moshe misinai was that katan and gadol is not totally in the child. It's not totally in the churfi of the child. It's totally in a shir. It's halacha l'moshe misinai that when a boy turns 13, he brings shtei sairos, he's chayiv in mitzvahs. And when a girl turns 12, she's chayiv in mitzvahs. The chiddush of the halacha l'moshe misinai is not the concept of katan and gadol. The chiddush of the halacha l'moshe misinai was the shir yud beis yud gimel. On the halacha l'moshe misinai, avada there would have been dinim of katan and gadol. It just wouldn't have been tolling yud beis and yud gimel. It wouldn't have been a shir. It wouldn't have been so rigid. But rather, it would have been a little bit more fluid. It would have depended. Okay, so is this boy old enough to be deemed a gadol? Yeah. If not, not. The same would be true with the ketana. So zochtech sam, so it's not stirus Rambam. All the Rambam said was, is that there's a concept of a benoyach katon. You're assuming benoyach katon means he's not bar mitzvah. No, it's not what it means. Because erachinami, bar mitzvah yud gimel is totally in shiurim. And shiurim aloch lamesh misenev li yisrael nemer v'loy l'bnei noyach, like the Rambam himself says in Perek Tes aloch etes. So what did the Rambam mean when he said ben noyach katon? He meant the ben noyach, that's not old enough, that's not mature enough. Zokra me simcha, after he quotes this chsam sofer, he says it comes out that a ben noyach has katon and gadol just like Yisrael has katon and gadol. But this man, the shear of when a ben noyach becomes a gadol is very different than when a Yisrael becomes a gadol. A Yisrael becomes a bar gadol when he's bar mitzvah. That's when he becomes a gadol. A ben noyach becomes a gadol when he's old enough and mature enough to become a gadol. It's ganz yitochin that you could have a 6-year-old bar mitzvah boy, ben noyach, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old. Once they're old enough to chayv in mitzvahs, you find in different kinyonim, the rabbanon they're capable of. So you see they're old enough to understand things. So once a kohen is yoydeil in anei, I don't know, maybe at that point they'll be chayv in mitzvahs already. The point is, once the child is old enough that he's able to understand, at that point he's going to be chayv in mitzvahs. So said Ramei Simcha, here's the punchline. He said, Yesh loymar, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Hamad Beis, where it's mavur that a ketana and a katan are achroi, they're chayev in gili arayas. Kiva de mezide hi takol anami ispu. V'rachman hu dechasala. That's because what kind of aveiro is arayas? It's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And Zogter Meir Simcha, being that if a katan ketana ben noyach would have done this aveiro, it would have been considered an aveiro b'mezid. What do you mean the ketan? No, assuming they're old enough that they understand what's going on. So even if they're not bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, but if they're old, if they're mature enough, it's possible it would have been an aveiro. The same has to be true as it relates to a Yisrael as well. Shaloitehe kedusha chamura kalam mikedusha kalam. It's not possible that there's going to be a chumran ben noyach over a Yisrael. And once you have a ben noyach that's 9 years old, but an intelligent 9 years old, if he's chayv in mitzvahs, then a Yisrael that's 9 has to be chayv in that same mitzvah. What do you mean bar mitzvah? Zokter Meir Simcha chiddush nifla ad lamaoid. That's only for things that are exclusive to Yisraelim. But every katan, once he's old enough and mature enough and smart enough, he's chayv in all seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Because like the Chassam Sofer said in Yerudei Shin Yud Zayin, that a katan ben noyach is chayv, and if a katan ben noyach is chayv, katan Yisrael can't be any worse than a katan ben noyach. Zokter Meir Simcha, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Mishkan is Yaakov took this Gemara in Sanhedrin and he started applying it all over Shas. Zor Shashimish Betumma. Need to know. Those are mitzvahs that are dafka exclusive to Yisrael. So Avada there, it's totally in bar mitzvahs, totally in Shtei Sairas. Avada. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. No, you can't get so carried away with this Gemara. That Gemara was handling something that's Asal Ibn Noyach. And because the Ben Noyach cut an alein, if the Ben Noyach was mature enough, would be Chayiv. So too the Yisrael has to be Chayiv as well. This Gemara in Sanhedrin, again, it's such a critical Gemara. It's potentially the Makar to the Rambam Shita that the Rambam didn't paskin, the Alocha Peter Ketana Oynes, and this may also be the Makar, like Rameh Simcha says in Or Sameach, a Makar to a Chiddush Neira, and that is that even though we know a child does not become Chayiv in mitzvahs until he becomes Bar Mitzvah, but at the same time, could be the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach he would be Chayiv to. So over the years, you know, we've collected different mitzvahs that you find that maybe Ketanim are already Chayiv in. Right? We always speak out the Chiddush of the Ragach of a Goyen. There's also the Chiddush of the Kosher Glov a Goyen, where the two Goyenim both said that a Katan's Chayiv in the midst of Talmud Torah. Right? The Rogachov made a posh to Cheshbin. He said that if a Katan's not Chayiv in Talmud Torah, how's it possible that the day he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he's Chayiv in Tayag Mitzvahs? I mean, you have to give him a training period, right? There has to be a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day Chesin's training period to give him an opportunity to learn a little bit. Elamai, he should have learned when he was a Katan. Why am I Mechuyiv to learn when he's a Katan? Right, we always talk about a person's not Mechuyiv to worry about a Mitzvah before the Zman of the Mitzvah. Right, all those Tshuvas from the Dvar Yeshua and the Chayyadam. So, a Katan who's not chayiv in any mitzvah was mechuyiv to deal with it before it became our mitzvah. Why is he chayiv? How can he be chayiv all of a sudden 613 mitzvahs in 1 second, like you see in the Gemara's we're learning? The minute he's maybe shtei sairos, all of a sudden he's chayiv in every mitzvah in the world. Doesn't make any sense. You didn't give him any time to learn the mitzvah. So the Ragachov said, Bal karcha chukam chayiv in Talmud Torah. We've spoken it out from the Kajah Glavagoyan, who said it based on the fact, Ein no ilam eskayim elabish from havo pim chotinaik shabbos rabbah must be the makayim mitzvah Talmud Torah. But regardless, here you have Ramei Simcha, where Ramei Simcha says that ketanim are going to be chayiv in all seven mitzvahs. And that's Pshat in the epic Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis.